The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Sean Bell.
Sean Bell is a left-handed shooting defenseman standing 6 foot tall, weighing 220 pounds. He was drafted by the St. Louis Blues in the first round, 30th overall, of the 2003 NHL entry draft. Sean Bell played for 14 different teams in 5 different leagues throughout his hockey career, and nobody knows Sean Bell better than A.J. Haefeli. Here's what he had to say.
A.J. Haefeli.
Sean Bell. So, you know, I don't know if you know this, but the 2003 NHL entry draft is, like, legendary.
For what?
Like, legendary. It's one of the greatest drafts of all time. If you go back and you look at that list, almost everybody in there turned into a legit NHL player. Like, I mean, you're talking Marc-Andre Fleury, Eric Staal, Nathan Horton, Thomas Vanek, Ryan Suter, Jeff Carter. Like, 1 through 30, there were only 2 guys on that list who were complete NHL busts. It was Hugh Jessamine for the Rangers, 12th overall, and Sean Bell, who was drafted 30th overall by St. Louis. And the reason that I came to know Sean Bell is because he ended up in the Minnesota organization. And at the time, their top affiliate was the Houston Aeros, which is where I was living for a long time. And I was a season ticket holder. And Houston had one hockey bar, basically, where all the big fans and all the players would go after games to hang out. Not all the players, but a handful of the players would regularly go and hang out. So I got to know a bunch of those guys back then from those old Aeros teams. And Sean Bell was one of them. And then Sean Bell in, I think it was the Landeskog draft year. I think it was 2011. He was with the Oilers, and they traded a guy named Kevin Montgomery for him. And I didn't think he was going to be anything, right? I was like, whatever. And then the Avalanche, who were awful and ended up playing something like 18 different defensemen that season, they called him up at the very end of the year. And I got to see him play live in an Avs uniform. And it was really cool for me because at the time, not very many of the guys from the old Aeros teams that I used to go and watch all the time, not a whole lot of those guys turned into anything. And so it was cool for me that I got to see one of my old Aeros guys actually in the NHL, and then one of them actually played for the Avalanche. To this day, he's the only one to play for the Avalanche, actually.
That is a cool story, though. That's kind of full circle in a way. So how did he do? Was he good?
Oh, no, he was terrible. But he was a wonderful skater. Very, very, very fast. Do you remember Kyle Komisky's career?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty similar guys. Very, very fast skater. Could stick with anybody, but he just did not. He didn't have much else to his game. He wasn't great with his stick. He didn't have really high hockey IQ. He was just a wonderful athlete, but it never really translated to much on the ice. He was not really physical. He could be, but he didn't have the mindset to be a physical guy. But he could get in a guy's grill, and he could throw weight around. He was not a small guy by any means. He wasn't very big, but he was very stocky, and he could deliver punishment if he wanted to, but he just didn't very often. And he took a lot of dumb penalties. This is in his career, not just with the Avalanche, but took a lot of dumb penalties. Just so often he was just a guy. He was just kind of there. So
you know, two games did he play?
He played 4 games for the Avs.
4 games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least he did it, right? Was that the only team he played for in the NHL?
No, actually. He played a handful of games for the Wild, and I know he also played a couple of games for the Oilers in the year that the Avs traded for him. Oh, and he played for the Canadiens. I forgot. He got traded for Corey Locke at one point. Corey Locke was a very, very good AHL center, but he was very tiny. He was like 5'9", very generously listed as like 5'9". And he got traded for Corey Locke, who became the Aeros top scorer at one point. He was a point per game player and very, very, very good AHL scorer, but was way too small and did not have the game for the NHL. But he was a hell of an AHLer.
Well, that's cool. At least he made the NHL and got a couple games in, right? I mean, not everybody can be a lifer.
Yeah, and last I saw of Sean Bell, he was Andreas Martensen's teammate in the DEL.
Sean Bell, like so many other players, teetered on the edge of being a full-time NHLer. But in the end, he never found a full-time home. He did, however, play four games for the Colorado Avalanche in the 2010-2011 season. Sean Bell played his last games in 2014-2015 as a member of Dusseldorf, EG of the DEL. A big thanks to AJ for his story, and go check him out at BSN. They have an awesome podcast that you should be listening to weekly. If you like this podcast, be sure to tell your friends about it and go to coloradohockey.com and click on the subscribe or get it on iTunes button. You can also go to iTunes and just search for coloradohockey.com. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com. Go check them out. There's a ton of stuff there. There's hockey shirts you won't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at AbsFam. Stay awesome.